26-0 to score. One quarter of basketball to play here in Cake, Alaska. And from there, 3:30 in the morning, we catch a ferry. 36 hours later, we land in Skagway. So we'll be home soon, folks. We'll be home soon. I think my bowling team is hoping for it, you know. It would be nice to get back into league play at the Skagway Elks and a little bowling. I've missed bowling on this trip. All right, Cake inbounds the basketball, and it is Benham over to Mary and gets it over to Jackson Gamble. Gets it in the corner to Benham and back up top to Mary and back over to Moore. And Simon Moore has the ball. Sterling Moore, that is. Gets it over to Dean, down to Moore. He's going to work into the post to Benham. Benham, surrounded by the trees, gets it back out to Moore, and they're just going to work the ball around the perimeter. Skagway back into their 2-3 zone. And Cake, content to work it around the perimeter again. Oh, interior pass. It goes to Benham, and Benham's got an easy dribble, power dribble. The quick lay-in with the right hand, and 28-0 now the score. Cake up over Skagway, 7:10 left to play in the game. Colton Belisle gets it on the right-hand side. To Danny Brady, gets it back to Belisle. Danny Brady open for the 12-foot jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Cake. Brady found himself wide open for a baseline jumper and just unable to knock it down. Cake has the ball again in the forecourt. Cake working it down to Benham. Back outside to the perimeter. Around the perimeter it goes to Mary. Over to Brett Wilson. Brett Wilson gets it into Benham. Back out to Mary. Back over to Dean. Dean on the right-hand side of the court wants to work it down low to the post. Gets it down to Benham. Benham works it out to Wilson. Wilson with a dribble drive. A couple of long strides by Wilson. His shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Benham. And Cake resets. In the corner now, it goes to Wilson, down low to Benham, and the cutting, Moore is wide open for a three-footer. He is fouled in the process and will shoot two from the free throw line with 6:10 to go, 28-0 to score. Cake up over Skagway. We're broadcasting live courtside at Dwayne Davies Gym here in picturesque Cake, Alaska. Moore with his first free throw attempt, sinks it. We'll shoot a second. Skagway's got a box out. Micah Cook down low. One of the bigs for Skagway. And Alex Ackerman, the other big. Alex Ackerman gets beat off of the shot, but that's all right. It went through the net. 30-0 now. Cake up over Skagway. And Colton has the ball, tries to get over to Wyatt. Wyatt passes right back to Colton. Colton over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady with a dribble gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt, his shot attempt, no good off the rim. And ball goes back over to Cake. No weak side rebounding for Skagway on the offensive glass. Cake has the ball in there. Going to work it around on the left-hand side of the court. Down to the baseline, back up top to Moore. Moore gets it to Mary. Mary gets it to Benham. Benham gets it to Davis. Back over to Moore. Moore shot no good. Colton Belisle with a rebound. It is 5:28 to go in the game, and Skagway wants a timeout. Coach Kent Fielding wants to talk it over with his squad, figure out a way for them to attack the hoop and put in a bucket or two. This Cake squad is very physical, and the action has seen them dominating Skagway on the glass, and their defensive pressure has just befuddled Skagway. Cake kind of packing in into the interior, the defensive scheme, and Skagway unable to knock down the outside jumpers tonight. Something Kent Fielding's going to work on in the future, of course, as his team develops and grows. You know, he's got one player that's in 10th, well, two players in 10th grade, Colton Belisle and Alex Ackerman, everybody else freshman or younger, and so they've got a lot of developing yet to do. We'll see if they can get on the board here late in the fourth. It is 30-0. The Thunderbirds over the Panthers. Colton Belisle to take the ball out from the sideline on the right-hand side. Gets it into Wyatt. Back over to Colton. Colton Belisle works it back over to the right-hand side to Brady. Brady finds an open Ackerman. Ackerman, easy shot. No good. easy in that he wasn't defended, not easy in that it was guaranteed to go into the hoop. But his one-handed set shot, no good from the right baseline, and Cake comes down with a rebound. No second shot opportunities for Skagway near the hoop. Wilson's got the ball, and he was trapped down there by Brady after picking up his dribble, and the ball goes over to Moore. Moore up at the top of the key, going to get rid of it. Gets it over to Dean. Dean just kind of waits a little bit, gets it over to Davis, drives into the lane, passes back out instead of going to the hole. And now Moore has the ball. He's picked up his dribble. Finds a cutting Benham. Benham with an easy lay-in right down the lane. And that's two more points for the Thunderbirds. 32-0. Cake over Skagway. 4:30 left to go in the game. Colton Belisle brings it up now for Skagway over the half-court line. Gets it over to his brother Wyatt. Wyatt gets it in the corner to Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman tees up a shot. Misses long. Rebound fought for and brought down now by Colton Belisle. Gets it over to Danny Brady. His jump shot around the rim off the backboard and back out. No good. 32-0. Still the score. Moore for Cake has the ball. Gets it over to Davis. Davis on the right-hand side working against Micah Cook. Gets the pass into the interior to Sean Murray. Sean Murray looks over on the right-hand side to Dean. And Dean wants to work it into the interior. Gets it to Moore. Moore with a spin move. Dribbles back out to the exterior. And he's above the three-point line again. Back over to Sean Murray up at the top of the key. And Cake will continue to work the basketball inside out until they get an easy look at it. Davis finds a slicing Moore. Oh, beautiful ball fake. No good on his two-foot shot attempt. Over to Murray. Murray's eight-footer. No good. Moore there for the rebound. Tries to go up amongst the trees. Loses the ball. And Cake quicker to the basketball again. Dean now with the ball. Over to Benham. Benham for a three-point shot. No good. And nobody boxes out Moore. Nobody there for Skagway on the glass. And the ball falls harmlessly into Moore's hands. And up and in it goes. Two more points for Cake. Harmfully, I guess, really, right? Skagway now with the ball in the forecourt. Colton Belisle left wide open, unable to make the jumper. Ball goes back to Cake. And there's all sorts of Cake offensive players on the baseline with nobody from Skagway back. And Skagway is looking pretty tired. They don't have any subs. You know, they're working hard out there, and I don't know how much you play basketball, but, man, that's one tiring sport. Imagine playing all 40 minutes of the game, well, 32 minutes in high school play, but without a break. You know, that's got to be tough for these kids, and they're showing wear right now. But they're giving it everything they've got, and they're going up against the game Cake squad. Cake gets it down low, point-blank range. Benham unable to knock down the lay-in opportunity, and it stays 34-0, 2:24 left to go in the game now. Belisle gets it over on the left-hand side to Wyatt. Wyatt finds Ackerman. Ackerman passes up the shot, gets it over to Colton. Colton takes a jump shot off glass and good. Colton Belisle gets Skagway on the board, and the hometown crowd loves it here in Cake, Alaska. They're excited that Skagway got on the board. What a nice group of fans. What a nice group of fans here cheering wildly for Skagway because they want to see Skagway score as much as the rest of us do. Timeout now called by Cake. Coach Anthony Ross wants to talk it over with his team a little bit. He wants to make sure that they're still playing a little bit of defense out there. You know, they weren't really challenging the shooters on that shot or the last couple of possessions for Skagway, and I really appreciate that, and I think everybody does, but, you know, his team still needs to play D. They're going to face some stiff competition in the region as they move forward in conference play. We saw a pretty staunch opponent in Angoon over the last weekend, and boy, they were tough. They had a couple of real tremendous ball players that are going to be hard to stop, even for a talented Cake squad. So we'll see how these regionals develop. I'm excited to see some high-caliber basketball coming out of Southeast Alaska. 2 minutes now to go in the game, and Cake has the ball. Sean Murray gets it over on the left-hand side. And he gets it over to Baldomero, Aceveda. Aceveda into the interior to Dean, and he's going to work it back out to Murray. Murray over to Davis. Davis has the ball now in the corner to Benham. Benham gets it back from the interior pass. Inside-out action. Rebound by Ackerman. After the shot attempt, rims out. Skagway with another opportunity to score the ball now. Colton Belisle gets the ball on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Gets it over to Alex Ackerman. His jump shot in and out. No good. 34-2. Still the score with just about a minute 20 left to play in the game. Cake has the ball now in the forecourt. Sean Murray. Gets the ball over to Aceveda. Aceveda wants to look inside. Instead, gets it over to Benham. Benham fakes the jump shot. Passes out top to Mary. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Brett Wilson. Brett Wilson gets it in the middle to Mary. And Mary passes it to Aceveda. And there we go. Working it around the perimeter. Now the inside post feed. Back out to Benham. The cutter is Aceveda. Instead of taking the shot, he passes it to Dean. It over to Wilson, over to Aceveda. His jump shot, left-handed jumper, no good, but there's the little man, Sean Mary, for the rebound. Over in the corner it goes to Jackson Gamble. No, I'm sorry, that was Benham, and Benham knocks it down. Skagway has a couple open looks. Colton Belisle's going to pull the trigger on it. Off the rim, no good. 20 seconds to go in the match. The game, the tilt, if you will. And it looks like Cake is pretty content to settle for the last shot. With just about 10 seconds left to go. Aceveda with the ball now. Passes it over in the corner to Wilson. Wilson back to Aceveda. The Benham at the top of the key. 3 seconds, and it's going to be Sean Mary with the last shot of the game. Rimming, no. And the ball game ends here. 37-2, the final score. Cake defeats Skagway in both games this, well, it's not this weekend, but beat them last night and then beat them again today.